Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Crystal R., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Toronto, Canada. Today is Monday, May 13th, 2024. This is the 7 a.m. Eastern Time Vision for You Big Book meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in the chapter There is a Solution on page 19, the second paragraph, which begins with, if we keep on the way we are going to, reading through that one paragraph ending with that which has been so freely given us. Today's readers are Susan G. for the 12 Steps, Kimberly G. for the 12 Traditions, Craig F. will be reading the text, Tricia D. will read page 164, and Lynn S. will be our backup reader. Our newcomer greeter will be Karen W., and our second hour host will be Roz G. The reference number for yesterday, Sunday, May 12th, 8:30 a.m. special edition meeting is 21,392. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who through shared experience, strength, and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole mission states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Susan G. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning. This is Susan G. in Tennessee. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Step 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me give service, and I pass.
Thanks so much, Susan G. I will now ask Kimberly G. to read the 12 traditions.
Hi, good morning. This is Kimberly G., compulsive overeater from Montana. 1. Common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on our OA unity. 2. Our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. 3. The only requirement for a membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting others or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought not to be organized, may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those who we serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need to always remain or maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public medias of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to serve, and I pass.
Thanks so much, Kimberly G. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Single purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter There is a Solution on page 19, the second paragraph, which begins with, if we keep on the way we are going to, and ends with, that which has been so freely given us. We will be commenting on that one paragraph. I will now ask Craig F. to begin the reading.
Good morning. This is Craig F., recovered in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. If we keep on the way we are going, there's little doubt that much good will result, but the surface of the problem would hardly be scratched. Those of us who live in large cities are overcome by the reflection that close by hundreds are dropping into oblivion every day. Many could recover if they had the opportunity. If they had the opportunity we have enjoyed, how then shall we proceed? How then shall we present that which has been so freely given us? It would be easy to talk about this target-rich environment. You know that there are a lot of people out there that need our program, that are compulsive overeaters, that the world, if we look around, is just full of people that need what we have. And that's sad, that they aren't getting it. We might think, well, we have this some sort of moral obligation to carry the message to them. But I think it misses the point. This paragraph is in the middle of a chapter called There is a Solution. And this isn't about the solution for them. This is about a solution for us. And the solution for us includes the idea that we need to carry the message. There are plenty of people to carry it to. And we have to have a message to carry, and we have to carry that message. I'm reminded of what Bill W. said about his first contact with Dr. Bob, that when he was in that hotel lobby and he heard the glasses tinkling, and he was lonely and his business was going bad, and he thought he might just go into the bar and make a friend, but he knew he was on dangerous ground, and so he called he went to the little billboard that had all the preachers, and he called looking for somebody to carry the message to. Somebody surely had an alcoholic. But what he said later was that he needed to carry the message to somebody, not because he thought it would get them sober. He for the first time, for 6 months, he'd been dragging drunks off of bar stools, and nobody had gotten sober. But for the first time, his attitude had changed, and his attitude had become, I just need somebody to carry the message to so I can stay sober. And then when his attitude changed to that kind of enlightened self-interest, he managed to stay sober, and he managed to get somebody else sober. And I think this paragraph, seen in that light, is about what we have to do to stay abstinent. You know, I need to carry the message in order to maintain what I have, to maintain what I've been so freely given. And it's wonderful if that helps those people. It's wonderful if I can be a loving witness to somebody else's recovery. But it's important to my recovery that I carry the message and I give it away. And with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Craig F., for getting us started. We're now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others may share their experience too. So if you shared on Thursday or Friday of last week on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to approximately 3 minutes to allow as many people as possible to share. I'll remind you when you're at 3 minutes, so please wrap up your share as best you can. Who would like to share today?
Lauren Grace B.
Okay, I think I heard Lauren Grace B. Is that right?
Yes.
And thank you. And there's somebody else I missed?
Vasa O.
Kendall M.
Thank you, Vasa. Somebody M. Could you say your name again, please?
Kendall M.
I got you, Kendall. Thank you.
Susan G., Tennessee.
Lisa C.
Great. Is there anybody else who would like to share? Okay, let's get started with that list then. I've got Lauren Grace B., Vasa O., Kendall M., Susan G., and Lisa C. So if you could please give us your first name, the initial of your last name, and location where you're at so we can when you share so we can find you on the member list. Please press star 1 to mute your line, and we'll get started with Lauren Grace B., followed by Vasa O.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Grace B., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from South Jersey. The thing that stuck out to me today was, if we keep on the way we are going, that is necessary for us to help others. I can't help others if my own program, well, I shouldn't say that. I can't help others effectively if I've picked up or my own program isn't strong. I need to be willing to do today what I did yesterday. And if I'm willing to do that, I'll be well. I need to be willing to work steps. I need to be willing to call others. I need to be willing to do a, before I go to sleep, to do a step inventory. I need to be in fit spiritual condition. That's the prerequisite to helping others. If my own program is in jeopardy, I am not going to share the right message. It will not be a message of recovery. It will be a message of half measures and not being willing to do all that I can to work this program. So that's a good thing for me. It's great. It's kind of like a circle, you know, working with others helps them and keeps me well, and working my program hard continues to help me to be able to work with others and that they will be well. And that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Lauren Grace B. Next, we've got Vasa O, followed by Kendall M.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm Vasa, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, calling from Foxborough, Massachusetts. Thank you for your service and everybody's service this morning. And I couldn't carry the message until I heard the message when I came in recovery. I'm so grateful, you know, that you know, my sponsor says, this is it. You know, she gave me the big book, or she gave me the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous and the traditions. And this is the answer, Vasa. You know, whatever we tried for years and years, it did not work. It worked only for a little bit, but I could never keep the food down. And it was getting progressive for me. And the only thing, of course, I threw myself in the program. I didn't want to die. I had mom die from this disease a year or two before I found the program. And I had a three-year-old child. And I said, oh, my God, if I don't do something about it, this child is not going to have a mother. It's not going to grow. And my other two children. So I was just so grateful to find out what the solution was, what the problem was, and the solution. I didn't know what the problem was. And I tried to find the problem over the years. But none of it worked until I was ready and willing to surrender to a power greater than myself, and then continue, work the program the way this big book is laid out, the way the steps are laid out, one step at a time. And the only thing my sponsor said in those years, and even now, you know, she says, the only thing that I want from you is just to give it away, pass it on to somebody else that's struggling with the same disease. And this is what I do. And I know the feeling of feeling of the helpless and powerless. And that's how I felt when I came to the program. But there was a solution, and the solution is right here. If I surrender to a power greater than myself and throw myself in the program, doing whatever I've been doing for the last many, many, many years, it's working, and I love helping, and I still like, you know, I still love to hear the shares coming here, and because I'm a forgetter, I always say, I forget, that's why I need to be doing what I'm doing, what works, and this is the only thing that's working in every area, not just the physical part, the emotional and the spiritual part. Thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thanks so much, Vasa O. from Massachusetts. Next, we've got Kendall M., followed by Susan G.
Hello, my name is Kendall M., and I am a recovering compulsive overeater from northern New Jersey. Thank you for everyone doing service. Thanks for the opportunity to share. When I reflect upon this paragraph, I think about my own upbringing and the culture that I come from. The line that really hit me was, close by, hundreds are dropping into oblivion every day. I come from a culture where the food is at the center. It was used as love. It's still used as love, particularly in religious institutions. And I'm watching people, you know, watching people kill themselves at repasses for funerals for people that died of diabetes and all those other comorbidities. And I'm grateful that there's a solution around the food. And I'm grateful that I get to live that solution every day by staying abstinent and taking suggestion from a sponsor, from a nutritionist, and by working the steps as a solution. The line that also hits me is, present that which has been freely given us. It reminds me of the word grace, which means, you know, it's unmitigated favor, and reminding me that I have a gift and I have no idea why I have it and other people do not, other than the actions that I take. And that's a gift. And I find that when I'm operating out of grace, that how I carry the message is vastly different. When I think someone needs program and I tell them about program, it doesn't seem to stick. But when I tell them about how program has changed me and about how God has come into my life, then they seem to, the seed seems to be planted a little bit firmer. And my program seems to move with more depth and weight. Also, as people see some of the physical recovery, they ask me what I'm eating, but the people that really know me, that know what kinds of character defects I've been restored from because of the 12 steps, they ask me, what am I doing that's different? And they know it's not just the food. And so some of those folks have been, I have had the opportunity to 12 step and tell them about program. I also, the first sentence also reminds me of the fact that this program is binary. when it says, if we keep on the way we are going, there's little doubt that much good will result. It reminds me that I'm either taking steps towards my recovery, an uncertain life that has the safety of my higher power, or I am stepping towards a certain death, a certain spiritual death from compulsive eating and being numb to all of my feelings. And I'm surely grateful to have the opportunity to live a life that's free, that has everything in it, all of the ups and the downs in abstinence. And with that, I will pass. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, Kendall M. from New Jersey. Next, we have Susan G., followed by Lisa C.
Good morning, Crystal and everybody. It's Susan G. in Tennessee. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. So, love this. Love the lead share, Craig. Thanks so much. And everybody else's share as well. So, for me, growth continues, you know, through this personality change sufficient and spiritual fitness. And it continues to help me deepen my awakened state of surrender so that my soul gets reseeded by humility that's required for me to carry a message of depth and weight. And for years, I thought I sponsored because primarily to get others recovered, like somehow it was me doing that. But, you know, today, for me, I do it because I want to stay recovered. And it's this connection and companionship with a power greater than me, not Susan, that's keeping me from harming myself with food anymore and for helping others. And I don't harm others with my selfishness. And I have these steps to bring me back from that brink of continuing in that pattern, because I will ultimately end in back in the food. That's good results indeed for this old girl, I'll tell you that. And it's just not Susan. It never was. I know my sponsor has said that at one point, after years of being in OA, and I've been in years in OA, her higher power just looked down and said, that girl's had enough. And she takes the actions, but it is a power greater that continues to carry the message to me and helps me to desire to carry it to others. Grateful to be here. A lot of thoughts going on in my head. And just so grateful to have the opportunity to share today, and hope everybody else has a great day. Thanks, I'll pass.
Thanks, Susan G. Next, we've got from Tennessee, and next we've got Lisa C., and then I'll be able to take some more names.
Hi, good morning. This is Lisa C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey. Just want to extend my gratitude, as always, for everyone here in this meeting, and just all the shares and the availability of recordings and special editions. It's really miraculous. Recovery is here, and I'm just so grateful. Thank you, everyone. When I think about that question, like how will we present what has been so freely given us, I know that they're talking about the book. You know, if we take the paragraph out of context, it feels like the question's being asked of me, and I'm like, oh gosh, oh, so many ideas, right? But it's not, right? Because they're talking about publishing this volume, this big book. And you know what? Yesterday there was a gathering at my house, which again, you know, one of the miracles of recovery is that because I change, others change. When I change, everything changes, my relationships, my family, and gosh, what a miracle, right? So my husband, and we've had our moments, oh my goodness, especially as I became recovered, yes, my marriage changed, and I wasn't quite sure, in what direction for quite a while, and sometimes I'm still not sure, and that's okay. But he, my mother's very ill and lives with us, and I don't like to leave her on holidays anymore. And so my in-laws were willing to come to our house. And my husband prepared everything. He didn't have me do anything, but he was extremely intentional about everything he prepared. And you know, even went to three different stores looking for an ingredient that didn't have one of my poison foods on it. And that was just such an act of love that I'm so grateful to receive. But another additional miracle that happened, and I think is the part of the answer to this question, how shall I present what's been so freely given to me, is that I have to recover. And what makes me stay recovered is step 12. And I can't give step 12 to people who, you know, build the rooms. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can talk about the program and all that stuff, but the truth is I have to walk and talk the walk and the talk of this. And I think that by doing that, someone who is extremely dear to me and who I've seen struggle in this disease and a few others that I also struggle with, came and revealed that he is abstinent from a few different things. And I prayed for this. I sent a digital copy of Bill's story to this person, you know, just kind of on a wish, on a prayer, right? And, you know, we didn't talk anything. I don't know if he's doing program. I don't know anything really. But I know that I showed up. One moment, thank you. I showed up as a recovered person in his life, and I know he wanted me to know that it meant something to him. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Lisa C. from New Jersey. Before we continue, let me remind everyone where we're at. We are in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous in the chapter There is a Solution on page 19, the second paragraph, beginning with, if we keep on the way we are going to, reading through that one paragraph ending with that which has been so freely given us, and we are commenting on that one paragraph. I'll now take another set of names. If you haven't shared in the last few days, we'd love to hear from you. Who would love to share?
Suzanne F. in Ohio.
Okay, I've got you, Suzanne. I can take another six or seven names.
Mary G. from Illinois.
Okay, I've got you, Mary G. Who else would like to share?
Julie M., New York.
Julie M., New York. Anyone else?
Trisha D., Georgia.
Trisha D. in Georgia.
Marge L. in Connecticut.
Okay, I've got Marge L. in Connecticut. I'm sorry, I missed somebody else.
Mary F. from Michigan.
Mary F. from Michigan. All right, perfect. Let's stop there. So please give us your first name, initial of your last name and location when you share so we can find you on the member list. I've got Suzanne F., Mary G., Julie M., Trisha D., Marge L., and Mary F. If I could ask everybody to please press star 1 to mute your line, and then we'll get started with Suzanne F. followed by Mary G.
Can I go ahead?
Yes, please go ahead, Suzanne.
Okay, thank you. This is Suzanne S., compulsive overeater in Ohio. This paragraph really hit home with me.
Suzanne, I think you may have gotten muted if you wanted to press star 1 so that you to unmute your line.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay, this is Suzanne S. in Ohio. The surface has barely been scratched. And when I think about it, there are many, many, many who are are dropping off into oblivion, which means the unknown. I looked it up. Unconscious, being forgotten. I'm a great one for looking up words. And people have not maybe been exposed to this solution. So in order to keep what I've been so wonderfully given, I have to give it away. That's part of my program, or else I'm going to lose what I've got. So, you know, it's a matter of actually doing service. So I guess I just have to keep on keeping on. And I thank everybody who shared and everybody who's on the line, and I thank you for your service. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Suzanne. From Ohio, next we've got Mary G., followed by Julie M.
Good morning, everyone. This is Mary G. I'm from Illinois, right outside Chicago. Today I have about 14-ish days of abstinence after some pretty decent long-term abstinence. And I, as I've been making my outreach these past few weeks, the one thing that I've shared is that what I did was I put my program on the back burner and I let my get too busy, and that started by not actively sponsoring people. I was actively sponsoring, and then, like I said, I got too busy, and I wasn't bringing anyone through the steps. And I, as I look back now on, you know, how I started to head down that slippery slope, that's what started it. And then more things followed with, like, the lessening of the phone calls and, you know, all the other things that happen when you lose your abstinence. So this is a good reminder today. I needed to hear that because it is so important, obviously, that I have to give away what was so freely given to me. And I'm very grateful for this meeting. I swear every time I come on, the message being shared is exactly what I need to hear in that very moment. And, you know, I don't think that's a coincidence at all. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mary G. from Illinois. Next, we've got Julie M., followed by Tricia D.
Hi, this is Julie. I'm from New York. This paragraph is a reminder that I need to continue giving away what was freely given to me. I was like about 14 months ago, I was on my knees desperate, saying, God help me, God help me. And because I was so much in the food and I was praying fervently, and I got on the computer, and I found the meeting, a vision for you. And although I had been in program in OA for 18 years, it didn't click. I kept relapsing and relapsing, and it was because I didn't have the willingness to surrender my food, my yellow light foods. And as soon as I surrendered those foods with the help of my higher power, because this is not a Julie thing, this is between God and I. And when I was able to put down the food, I was able to surrender my will in my life. The willingness came, the surrendering came. And this is just not what I wanted, but it's what happened to me. And when I surrendered, when I had the willingness, when I had the acceptance to do what I needed to do, I became abstinent. And the people in my life that I found on the vision list really helped me to recover. And it's not a program of isolation. I cannot do this by myself. And then when I, you know, recovered, I was able to take people through the steps. And when I took people through the steps, I was able to learn again. And when I go through the steps with people, it's a complete learning process for me. And it's a program of, like, you know, like they said, that you're selfish, right? It's a selfish program. Why? Because I'm giving it away, but I'm really giving it back to me as a gift, right? So God, my higher power, has provided these opportunities to give it back freely. This morning, as I was working with one of my sponsees, she said, how is it going with the new sponsees? And I almost started to complain. And how dare I, right? This program was freely given to me, and I need to give it back freely. And I am so grateful for the opportunity to share on this line. Julie M. from New York, blessings to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Julie M. from New York. Next, we have Trisha D., followed by Marge L.
Good morning, Crystal, and thank you for your service. This is Trisha D. from Georgia. And as I read this paragraph, I see the sentence that says, those of us who live in large cities, you know, are overcome by the reflection that close by hundreds, you know, are dropping into oblivion. And many would recover if we had the opportunity. Well, I certainly did have that opportunity. I live outside, about an hour outside Atlanta, Georgia, and I live within like 15, 20 minutes from the University of Georgia. So there is a huge population all around me. And on top of that, God opened up an opportunity for me. There was it's called the 24th Street, and it's a clubhouse for 12-step programs. And there was no OA meeting there. And God just put on my heart, you know, to submit a proposal to the board there to open up a vision of a meeting on a study, an OA meeting on a study of the Big Book. That was 2 years ago, and the meeting is still thriving to this day. But it is totally the Holy Spirit that has just been guiding me and gave me the courage to step forth and start it. And yet, to me, I'm the one that benefits because I see how much it's helped others, but most important, it's helped me. And the meeting not only is today on Tuesdays in person, it's also hybrid and on Zoom. And I look at how God just used this opportunity. It's from people from the University of Georgia and from Atlanta and all their surrounding areas around are coming to this meeting. And also I get to advertise a vision for you on top of that. And we every day we put a plug in for vision that people can hear a meeting every day on the line. And so I just look at all the ways God opens up doors. And just, I'm so, so grateful that he gave me the opportunity to take care of this message because, like the opening greeter just said, you know, it's all about helping. We need to carry the message to help us. And it is certainly the beauty of seeing the transformation in others and continuing day but one day at a time and seeing the beauty of how these 12 steps work. So if you're a newcomer, please go online and find, you know, continue in meetings and doing the steps and getting a sponsor, getting a good food plan. The program works. And so thank you so much for letting me share today, and I pass.
Thanks so much, Trisha D. from Georgia. Next, we have Marge L., followed by Mary F.
Hi, this is Marge in Connecticut. I'm pretty new to Vision, probably a month. And I'm so glad I found it and for this paragraph that explains how it all works. I've been in OA for 4 years, but I never had a way that worked for me. I've got the greatest sponsor who's just sharing everything she's learned. And I can't wait till I get through the steps I'm on two so that I can share it. And it's just kind of a miracle how it works that way. And the fellowship is just so giving and it seems to just all work better because we're all together and we got a set, kind of strict for me, way of dealing with things, and I just love it, and I'm thankful. And I'll pass.
Thank you, Marge L. from Connecticut.
Next, we have Mary F., and then we'll have some more time for shares if anyone would like to share.
Hi, my name is Mary F. I'm calling in from Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I want to say that, you know, I've been working this program. I came in 2020 and worked through the OA 12 and 12 with the sponsor and made great progress. But because I did not really get involved in sponsoring or paying it forward, my program did fail. It faded away, and recently I've come to this meeting and have been listening in, and I do have a sponsor that I found through this connection, which has been really great, and I do look forward to the time when I can actually help somebody else. Right now I feel like I'm the one that needs the help. So with that, I will pass, but I just wanted to let everyone know how grateful I am that there's such strong recovery on this call. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mary F. from Michigan. We do have time for more shares, so who would like to share?
Lisa B.
Darian K.
Evelyn Pontiera, Michigan.
All right, I've got
Donna
Lisa B.,
M.
Darian K., and Donna M. And sorry, there was somebody from Michigan. Could you say your name again, please?
Evelyn Parnell.
Perfect. Evelyn. Okay. All right. So I've got Lisa B., Darian K., Evelyn, and Donna M. So if I could ask everybody to please press star 1 to mute your line. We'll get started with Lisa B., followed by Darian K.
Thank you. This is Lisa B. from Michigan. Can I be heard?
Yep, you can be heard.
Oh, thank you. It stuck out to me this morning, the part where it talks about how should we present this message. And it just, I could so relate to that because I've been in program since, about 3.5 years, something like that. And took one person through the 12 steps, but then got stuck in the disease and the perfectionism and the self-centered fear of not doing it perfectly or not doing it the OA way and forgetting that God is there to help, and got lazy and just wasn't doing it. Taking others through the 12 steps, not sharing what was freely given to me. And so I missed out on all kinds of stuff, the joy of sponsoring and giving back to others. And it became obvious that I was only a step away from relapse. I was taking it personally when sponsees didn't recover, and that it was my failure. Again, the self-centeredness and things like that. And thank God for my sponsor, because she's got me going back through the big book and doing all kinds of homework. And I got a aha moment from God about, you know, you're stealing from the program. Give back. I've been in recovery from many other things for a long time. And it finally clicked in. You have to do this. And I'm excited about doing it now. And I just got a clear view, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you for letting me share. I'm so, so glad that this meeting is here. I pass.
Thanks so much, Lisa B. from Michigan. Next, we have Darian K., followed by Evelyn.
Oh, good morning, Crystal. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay, great. This is Darian K. in the Berkshires in Massachusetts. Very grateful to be on the line with all of you and recovered today. Woke up willing to do the program one more day, which blows my mind still. And I think, you know, I think this paragraph hits home about the why it works. you know, before program any of the pay and ways that I did for myself. I took whatever food plan they had, recipes, whatever they gave us, nothing of substance, and took it home and did it myself, and failed miserably, and then went back and wondered why it wasn't working. And when I came to this program, I'm so grateful that I had a sponsor right off the bat that just told me, you know, you need to raise your hand at meetings and share. You need to become a part of the group. You need to sponsor, you know, after a certain amount of time. You know, those were suggestions, but strong suggestions, that I needed at that time, because I know I would have been too fearful. She really was like, you know, if you want what I have, please do what I do, and this is what I do. And, you know, and I think that's the golden ticket of this program is helping others to carry the message and shine the light and doing the steps. You know, I've done the steps ever since I started program. She also encouraged me to get right into the steps, and so I started in closed step meetings at that time. And, you know, I'm just grateful that I quote-unquote grew up in program, which I really did because I came in at 24, you know, having this strong foundation of helping others and working with them. And, you know, today I feel, I always say when I qualify, I feel like I need this program more than I ever did back then. Because we have a whole, I have a whole new set of situations that go with the territory of getting older and whatever. And, you know, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful I still have this program in my life that I can turn to and that I can, and I feel the joy when I carry the message. My heart, like, it gets that little fluttery feeling of, yay, you know, this person is, you know, getting better and I can hear the willingness or, you know, obviously seeing the weight come off, you know, that's a, you know, benefit, of course, from many people that come in this program. And just, you know, to experience that, it's like, what, like we're re-gifting, constantly re-gifting, you know, what we get, this gift. And, you know, just I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that I can share the message because I know if I don't, I'm in trouble, and that's how it works. That's how it works. Thank God. Thank God Bill, you know, did what he did to carry that message so that we can have what we have today. So grateful. Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks so much, Darren K., I think from Massachusetts. Next, we have Evelyn, followed by Donna M.
Can I be heard?
Yep, we can hear you, Evelyn.
So I wanted to thank you guys and thank God for this program. I used to be, I guess you would say, a big book bumper. I was really into the program, and through God, who I choose to call my higher power, bless me, and I was able to lose over 100 pounds through the OA program. And I was in it for many, many years. And then I got to the point, you know, pertaining to our reading, where I started resting on my laurels. I got where I stopped weighing and measuring. I got where I would haphazardly attend meetings. I got where I would sometimes read the book, and sometimes I wouldn't. And so I started doing all of the things that I knew was wrong. But again, I thought that I knew it all, and I didn't need the program, and I was fine, and I knew what to do. I knew what to eat, what not to eat, what to stay away from. And I just completely abandoned the program. And sadly, as a result, I have put back on 50 of those 100 pounds that I've lost. I was in a meeting one time, and I heard a member say that I can't walk away from the program because I don't know if I have another recovery in me. And I didn't understand that at the time, but I do now because I am back. And the truth is that I am really struggling. It was like the first time when I first joined OA, I was really just gung-ho. I can do this. You know, I had a great sponsor. I was part of a great team, really supported one another. And those people are still there, and they're still available to me, and I thank God for them. But it's like, for whatever reason, I'm struggling reaching down deeper to pull out what it is I know in my mind. I know what I need to do. I know how to do it. But I'm struggling. And so I'm trying to fight my way back. And so I guess I want to say to anybody out there who may be haphazardly following the program or who may not be doing the program as they should, I would hate for you to get to where I'm at, because it's a real struggle to pull yourself back. But I thank God that I'm on this call today, and I thank God that I'm not giving up, and that I am going to continue on. So I just wanted to say that and to just say thank you for allowing me to share.
Thanks so much, Evelyn from Michigan. Next, we've got Donna M. from Toronto.
I'm Donna M. from near Toronto, Ontario. I'm grateful to speak on this paragraph of dropping into oblivion, because for the first 20 years in program, I was in and out 4 times and almost did drop into oblivion. And then I came back, but the sad part was for the 10 years after I came back the last time, I almost dropped into oblivion also within OA. And for many years, I did attend Vision as well. And I'm grateful that in February of 2020, when finally having a slim body in OA and picking food out of the garbage after having a seemingly neutrality for a year and having that slim body, that became my bottom. When I saw that I needed to have entire abstinence, I was still doing licks, bites, and tastes, and that was blocking me. So I'm grateful that shortly after the pandemic, another fellow approached me, and we started a big book, Newcomers and Returning Members speaker meeting. And it's going on 4 years now, and our meeting is going very strong. And we have a lot of newcomers and returning members that are coming through that meeting. We have a core group of recovered members who are on the committee. And just so, so grateful that I can share the message that I know for me, it needs to start with entire abstinence. And then working through the steps to have that spiritual transformation and then continuing to live in the steps. And that is the message I carry today, that we don't need to fall into oblivion. There is a solution. Thank you.
And Thanks so much, Donna. Thank you, Donna. We have 2 more minutes. Would anyone like to give us one more share?
Linda R.
All right, Linda, take it away.
Thank you so much for the service. Linda R. recovered in Port St. Lucie, Florida. So my thoughts about this, you know, I find the most effective way for me to keep my memory green is by taking someone through the steps. But however, you know, there are so many other forms of service. I mean, for me, sometimes there are time constraints where I possibly cannot give my all in taking someone through, but I can still be a delegate for World Service. I can still be representative at a meeting, be the literature rep. There are so many other ways that I can give back to recovery. So I just wanted to share that. You know, I've taken people through the steps over the years, and it's kind of selfish for me, because for me, when I do it, I grow spiritually, and I'm able to enlarge my life in the program and learn more about steps. Plus, of course, step 12, I'm carrying the message to another food addict, you know, who's in this program, or a compulsive overeater. However, I just wanted to say that for me, you know, I'm a woman of service, so I can do service and recovery in so many other aspects too. So I don't have to set myself up to feel badly about myself if I'm not actively taking people through the steps. So that's all I have to say today, and thank you for allowing me to share.
Thanks so much, Linda R. from Florida. So that's all the time we have for sharing today. Thank you to everyone who shared, and thank you to Team Monday for your service. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following the closing. The share ID for today, Monday, April 13, 2024, is 21,393. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Tricia D. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only, through to keep you until then.
Thank you, Crystal. Page 164. This is Tricia D., a compulsive overeater, in gratefully recovered. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right. And great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God and you as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you, and I pass.